Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Well, the bank called to inform me that I have an outstanding balance. I tried some humor. Yes, my balance is pretty good. I know that. I can stand on a basketball while talking on the phone. In fact, I'm doing that right now. Phil, this is not funny. You have an outstanding balance on your account. Oh, thank you, I said. Honey, good news. The bank says our accounts have an outstanding balance. How cool is that? Thanks, I told the banker. I try to be outstanding in everything I do. Thank you, thank you. Sir, you don't understand, he said. Your account is overdrawn, in the red. Your nest egg has cracked. Your credit score is through the floor. You're in debt up to your earballs. If you don't curb your spending, you'll end up on the curb. But how am I to pay for my golden dental crowns, I asked, and my chihuahua's facelift surgery? Do I remortgage? Didn't you guys have an ad, we'll lend you enough money to get you completely out of debt? Well, thankfully, this is fictional. But it's far from fiction for many of us. Debt is a modern-day epidemic. The average American has $96,000 of it. Credit cards, mortgages, student loans, and more. The average Canadian household owes $1.83 for each after-tax dollar they earn. I've said before that getting into debt is like wetting the bed. It feels good for a very short period of time. But for some, these are crippling times financially. That's why my heart got all warm when I read the following story. 2 months after giving birth to her daughter prematurely, Terry Logan, a schoolteacher, had no way to pay for her medical debt. Every day, she said, I'm thinking about what I owe, how I'm going to get out of this. And then, 13 years after her daughter was born, she got a yellow envelope in the mail that looked like a scam. It said all her past medical debts had been forgiven. Logan thought, wait, what? Who does this? Craig Antico and Jerry Ashton, that's who. They spent their careers as debt collectors, hounding people that couldn't afford their medical bills. Then came a major change of heart. Craig became a pastor, and the two Christians now use the same software systems they used to collect debt, to purchase debt for pennies on the dollar, so they free good, hard-working, responsible people from its stranglehold. Their ideas led to RIP medical debt, which has forgiven $6.7 billion of medical debt for 3.5 million Americans, or around 1% of the country's population. The pastor of a Boston-area church who works with RIP said this, "It doesn't take a theologian to connect the dots. Jesus paid my debt at unbelievable cost to himself, so it probably makes sense for me to pay another person's debt at some degree of cost to myself." Well, even if your bank account is full, you can carry a great spiritual debt. We've all fallen short of God's glorious standard for our lives. But Colossians 2 says, God forgave us all our sins, having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. We come to Him by grace through faith with open hands. Our spiritual debts are removed for good, and our future secure. So open that envelope today and say, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. I'm yours. Our debts removed? That, my friend, is outstanding news, isn't it? Which isn't the only thing that's outstanding today. I have delivered this entire broadcast while balancing on a beach ball. I tell you, I have outstanding balance.
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.